The final ending.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is episode 83. I am Herb.
This is the Rickmeister, Rick Alina. The what else?
Raycon.
Rickmeister, Raquan.
Yeah.
Who else am I?
Raycon the Fourth.
Shit.
On the
four
flow.
Generations.
On the flow. How's y'all doing?
I'm good.
I'm pretty good. I'm kind of full. Where do we go to tonight?
Bennigan's. I had French onion soup and some nacho shit or something.
I had some huge hamburger thing, but it was in like a pita. It was good, but...
My microphone smells.
Yeah. Ricky's microphone
smells like pee.
His smells like pee. Mine smells like the keyboards at the library, you know, where it's like a billion people have used them. It's ugh.
A billion people have used you.
A billion people has used that for a urinal. Here we go. You gotta get fast on that thing. I'll hop out.
That's why we need like five people to do this shit.
Yeah. No, we could do it with two. We could do it.
It's not gonna
back
be as fun
it.
Though when you go back home.
Yeah. But I'll be back soon.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, I just got a job at Walmart. I will be starting on June 4th in the electronics, getting paid $8.30. Wow.
So we're like halfway there.
Wow!
Oh, here we go. Yay!
That was a boo.
Oh. Yay!
Well, the pay is boo, but the job is yay.
Okay, the pay.
Well, it's kind of a
joke.
And
it also
too.
Makes you want to go.
Yeah, it's like.
But then you're more than halfway to coming here.
Hail fucking yeah. So I went over there today, and they were like, yeah, or this Spanish woman, she's like, we need people in electronics, because they don't know nothing over there. We only have, like, one person that knows anything, and I'm mixing up my accent right now, so it's not really working.
It's like ghetto, but Latin or
that's
Spanish.
That's how she
at the
was.
Same time.
She was all, but then, like,
oh, no,
Chicano. But it was cool, so I'm going to be working in electronics, and... I'll have a job and I'll be making more money and I'll live like 100 feet from Walmart, which is cool.
So you'll never have to drive.
And I can come home on
so
lunch.
I can use your car all the time.
I'll just
stingy bitch.
It's nice, that's why.
Mm-hmm. What are you trying to say about my 1995 Mercury
Tracer? You don't even know.
It's 4-door and what?
And it has those little lights on the hood that are like pimping.
Ghetto.
So you can spot out all the whores on the corner.
My car even came with rims with a lock and everything on it.
That's so funny.
I
have like hubcaps, I think. I don't know. I don't care about nice wheels, though. I don't know why people care about that. It's like, dude, they get dirty anyway, and you're running over people anyway. Who cares?
That's true.
You know, wheels are
like... running over people, though?
Mm-hmm. Well, you run over everything. It's like the wheels look like crap after a month, so it's like, who's the point of having them?
Do the wheels on the Impala go round and round?
Mm-hmm. The
up and down.
Me go running around. Like the
you don't have
school
to tell
bus.
Me that.
So, yeah, we went to Bennigan's, and Bennigan's has like lost their appeal for me. I mean, it's cool, but when I was a kid, I remember Bennigan's had tabletop arcade games. Like, you could sit at regular tables and eat, but up by the bar, they'd have like five tables, and each table was a video game. It was like Pac-Man or Galaga, and it was like on the table, so you could eat on the table and play the game too. And it was like a quarter or something.
They still sell those.
Yeah.
Like, but I think they're vintage now.
Yeah.
Like, you can't
and they don't,
get them.
They don't have them at Bennigan's. And it's all, like, bright in there. We were under, like, a spotlight. It was like, hey, look, everybody, homos!
Right behind us. That was kind of weird to see, like, the Mexican guy with the Asian guy.
Yeah, it was, like, Asianese. It was, like...
Gaysian Mexican.
Chinxican.
Oh. Sorry. Let's see. Which one is it?
Pause. Or no.
L.
Evident.
Let's try that again. It's more like...
It was like Chingsikin. Exactly. So yeah, before I go on my whole geekdom thing, let's talk about Ryan. Ryan Roman, Bobo Dreams.
He's the fucking bomb.
Yeah, man, he's cool.
He's this. Yeah, he's that. It's kind of like Knight Rider.
Or like Mega Man or something.
So Ryan Bobo Dreams actually drew our Foul Monkeys like poster.
Yeah, another one. So now we have one from Snoggard, Bobo, and then we have a picture of the Foul Monkeys mascot.
Well, Ryan's is more of like an actual picture, like poster. Like it's not like, square. Like it's not going to fit into the album art.
Or like a bumper sticker.
But it's really cool because he made like a skinny Herb monkey, and then he made like a really short, fat Ricky monkey.
Yeah, I don't
and
think
they even have glasses.
Yeah, he like hasn't met you though, because I don't think he realizes that you're not short. But it looks cool anyway. I mean, he probably was like, whatever, I'll just make him look real different. I have a fucking belly though.
I know. Well,
everyone has a belly. Let's put it like on. Everybody listen, it's going to be on the website where you download the show from. We'll have it like in the entry.
Foulmonkeys.com.
Yeah, in the show notes. You know? So it'll be cool. But really it looks really good. Ryan, you're awesome. Thank you. We love you long time.
I'll give you anything.
I was fucking Chinese this morning. Remember
I'll
that?
Do anything for you when you're not here.
Yeah, it was a little late, but...
Yeah. That's why we need five people. Mm. We need a person to do the
we
noise.
We just need a faster key presser.
Are you trying to say I'm retarded?
No, I'm trying to say you're slow. I was fucking Chinese this morning. Remember that? I almost forgot. On the phone, I was like so out of it and really tired. And you were like, what are you going to do? And I was like, I'm going to buy you a banana or something.
What?
Remember? And I was like, $5.
Oh, yeah.
I was like retarded. We went to that Chinese restaurant and...
There was a really cute chubby boy there that you liked. He was too big for you, though,
right? He was like one-night stand chubby boy, not lifetime relationship chubby boy, because he's too
like
big.
Like me.
Yeah.
Aww.
That's you.
He's actually touching my arm. We don't have a puke noise right now.
Oh, oops. A little bit came out.
Shart.
No, I like tubby boys of all kinds, and Ryan can really identify with this, although I don't know if he listens to the show, but he always talks about chubby boys, and he has a whole little Chaser's Corner thing on his live journal every so often. And
I've never seen that.
Yeah. And he like pays homage to different chubby boys and different types and different things he likes about them. And I like chubby guys,
well,
but
never
like
said anything about me.
Well, yeah, this was like a while ago.
Well, it needs to be now.
I like all chubby boys, but like ones that are really big, they're still hot, but I don't think I could like go out with anybody who needs like, I'm talking huge. I'm talking 600 pound boys.
That, anyone like, that needs
like special
extra space in the car.
Right. To get in the car or on the airplane or to walk into a
anyone
store.
Anyone that uses like a push cart or something.
Right. Or like little midgets to help them around. No, I mean, it's still hot, but it's just, I want somebody who can manage their self without, you know, I'm not saying disabled because that's different, but it's like if you need to buy two plane tickets, it's too big for me. It's
or
like
if you need to get an extender on your seatbelt in your car.
Right. It's like, come on, dude. You know, I mean, I understand people are that big and certain people are really skinny and there's all kinds of extremes, but it's just like.
Would you say you were MySpace anorexic?
Yeah, it's like MySpace anorexic.
And bulimic at the same time. And you take X-lax.
I'm itchy. Fucking man.
Oh.
You're not so low. Yeah, you closed it.
Oh, here we go.
So.
What?
We have a lot to talk about.
But first,
the news.
Yeah, in our news, Samantha is back with her boyfriend. How long
and
was
even,
that? Like 3 days?
No, almost 2 weeks. But the really bad thing is now that she's fucking pregnant.
Oh,
by
my house. God, I'm having a baby.
Yeah, Ricky thought I was a lie at first.
I cussed that bitch out. Right in class. Remember Monday when I got on the phone? I said, yeah. That's fucking sad, Samantha.
Yeah.
The thing is that... Did you hear that? The thing is...
Are you in ninth grade?
You don't want to know what I did in ninth grade?
Uh-oh. I already think I do.
Oh. No, that was before ninth grade. That was in church.
All right, go ahead.
I think it's sad that not just Samantha, but women and men in general have this low self-esteem that they have to be with like the biggest jerk in the world. And I know what that feels like because I've been there and I've done that.
I don't know. I think but just some people
her case is extreme.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, you know,
and now she's going to have a baby with this crazy ass person who has mental illnesses. Right. Who thinks that it's still like 1919 and that women should bow down to him and stay at home and do nothing. But the thing is that in 1919,
back in the
men
day.
Actually worked and supported their family, but he's unable to do that because he's a fucking retard.
Right. Wow.
So, and I want to tell Samantha, you know what? $10 is not going to support 3 children.
Right.
True. Ugh. God, well, this is I have to say about that.
You gotta get it right. I don't know. I think some people are addicted to chaos and they don't know it in their own head.
I bet you know some people like that, huh?
Yeah. I don't know. Some people just kind of like friction and chaos, and they just that's what they're used to when they're growing up or whatever, and it feels safer to be with someone, even if that someone is crazy, because it just feels safe. And that's how just some people are. I don't know, whatever. I don't really know Samantha's situation personally, and it's none of my business, so I'm just like, whatever, ha-ha.
Oh, it's my business.
Yeah, it's your business for sure.
And I just made it everyone else's business, too. Because she's been on the show, so it's not like, you know, they know she's on again, off again.
Right. On again, off again, from AM to PM. Who's on that shit? Who's that girl?
Till the break of dawn. I don't know.
Yeah, that girl who was like, dip it low. Christina Milian.
Oh.
Pop, pop, pop that thing. She's like, I can show you how to make a man say, ew. She was gross. And she's like all dancing in that oil with all the sparkly shit.
I don't
shit.
Remember that shit.
It was fucking nasty.
So what else were we going to talk about? Oh, we have a new listener. We were talking
from
about
like
Ryan.
Yesterday. Yeah.
I know. Like,
he's Ryan, like, this is cool. I'm a listener now.
Bam. I know. And he's listened to the last 3 shows.
Right.
So now he's like, he said he's addicted. He has a podcast problem. So I was like, that's awesome.
He's going to go to Podcast Anonymous?
He needs to, probably. I bet he listens to a lot of them.
He needs a 12-step program.
Right. But his name is Simple Defeat on LiveJournal.
Oh, yeah. I've seen him before.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think he's a chaser. I think he said he's a chaser.
Damn it. We have a new caller too, Mr. JD from Kentucky. He just called in.
Are we gonna play those now? Or
yeah, why not?
But I want to do them in order.
What order are they in?
Well, because you know it's my birthday on Monday. A couple of people called in and then left messages for.
All right, we'll see those. But so so while he's getting that, I've been playing a lot of old games since I've been here because...
Oh, God.
Shut up. Hey, you get to talk about gay shit. I get to talk about video games.
That is gay shit.
No, it's not.
And don't slap me, motherfucker.
Okay.
You looked at me like, are you really sure? Are you serious?
Only in bed? With my black man penis.
Oh, that's so hot.
So I stay up in bed while Rookie sleeps because we're still on the opposite schedules and I play fucking old Nintendo. And it's awesome. And if anybody needs some info on getting into emulation and playing...
Stimulation.
Emulation.
Oh.
And playing some old games that are illegal and shit, you should talk to me.
Have you seen those guys that get off with like the electrical stuff on their dick? Like it makes their dick bounce up and down. Like they shock each other.
And it's like
e-stimulation. Is that what it's called?
It's like, hey man, taser me and we'll get E-cum. Off.
It's weird. I want to try it, kind of. I guess I could just use the like hair clippers.
Yeah, or just throw a toaster in the bathtub.
Oh. Have you been watching Dynasty?
No, I've been watching that No Doubt. What was that?
It's my life.
Oh yeah.
Don't you forget.
Oh my God, you sound just like her.
I know.
So okay, we're gonna try this and see if it works.
Okay.
The calls. So this is the first call. It is from. Who is that from?
Birthday? What?
I don't know. Or let's just stick it in.
Okay, sure. We'll figure it out afterwards.
So it didn't work. So let's try this again. Oh, God. This isn't going to work.
Fucking Apple computers.
It's not working.
Ah.
Here we go. No, it's still not working.
All right, we can stick them in later, right? Or no?
No, I don't know.
Hey, Rick and Lena. Happy birthday, Pickle Puffer.
Oh, Pickle Puffer.
Do you puff the pickles, Ricky?
Yeah. That's my straight friend, Jason.
Some I gotta meet him. He's apparently hot.
Apparently he is. Well, he is cute.
Where does he live?
Here in Lakeland.
Oh,
he used to live with me and Kevin in this apartment.
Threesome.
No.
That was stereo-rific.
No. I don't think so.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. No threesomes.
So we got more?
Yeah, we have another call, and these are pertaining to my birthday, actually.
B-Day. Let's go.
So this is from Lala.
Okay.
Happy birthday, Ricky. I don't know. How old are you?
20.
You're 20, right? You're almost legal. Way to go, buddy. Keep up the awesome podcast. This is Lala from TV. And the ninja is not here. He's, I don't know where she is, actually. Probably out killing somebody or something. Who knows? Ninja things. I don't ask. But anyway, very happy birthday to you. I would sing happy birthday, like, Marilyn to the president, but you don't want to hear that. No. So, happy birthday!
No, I've always wanted someone to sing to me like Marilyn Monroe.
Happy birthday, Mr. President. She was a slut.
She was awesome, though.
Yeah.
I loved her. My dog is ruining the show.
It's okay. We can lock him away. In a doggy box.
Like I do you during the day.
Ow!
When I go to work. So our next call is from Xavian.
Mr. Black
and
guy.
He's been bothering me. He's like, mention me on the fucking show. Mention me on the fucking show. Give me a fucking...
All right. Shit,
I was
nigga.
Like...
We love them black folk. Just hold on a second.
We love us some Xavian.
Shake it like a
we should make a song about it.
We could do
a X to the A to the V to the I to the O to the E. What does that spell? Xavian.
Very good.
This is kind of silly.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, so this is from Xavian.
Okay.
Foul monkey bitches, what's up? It's Xavian, your favorite black man who sounds like a
He's
white
so
man
white.
On the phone.
He's so white.
In a real life, of course. Anyway, it's approximately, 5:45 here in good old Winston-Salem, North Kakalaki, and I'm heading home from work. I just listened to the latest show. You guys take fucking ever. I'm sick of waiting.
Oh, he's impatient.
Show, damn it. It should be easier now.
Sounds like a black guy.
You're both like close in proximity.
Always got to try to stick it in before you're
anyway,
ready.
Anyway, you guys rock. Let a call. Say hi. I know you guys haven't heard from me in a while. All that good shit. I'm going to go and drive before I crash and burn because, since North Carolina... All the fucking northerners are moving down here because property taxes
oh,
are cheaper. So
he doesn't know anything
I'm
about
with a bunch
northerners
of
moving down.
New Jersey guys, they drive like fucking maniacs. But I'm going to go now. Y'all take it easy. Keep it talking to funny motherfuckers. Bye.
Fuck yeah, man.
So I want to know where the term Kakalaki comes from.
What is that for?
I don't know. It's like called South. He said from North Kakalaki.
Like
and I've heard like the little fatty cast call it South Kakalaki.
Where is he?
North Carolina.
Oh, well, yeah. It's just Carolina.
But what the hell is Kakalaki?
I don't know. Some redneck shit.
But he's black.
Yeah, but I don't know. You saw that guy on Country Music Stars.
Do you think it's Ebonics?
Or Nashville Star?
From Carolina.
I don't know about Ebonics.
Kakalaki.
Mm-hmm.
Xavier, call in or email us and tell us what the fuck kakalaki means.
Let us know for sure.
Or Big Fatty from the Little Fatty Cast. Can you tell us what kakalaki means?
Or any of our Texas people, because they're kind of hickish too. We love you. Next call.
So this is from our new listener, Jai-Dai.
Jai-Dai. Yeah, he's hickish himself. He's cute, though.
He's a little sick, but yeah, he's sick. He sounds cute, though.
I told him to call. I was like, I don't care if you're sick. Call.
Here we go.
Hi, this is Jai-Dai in Kentucky. I'm sick right now, but your show makes me feel better.
Aww.
He sounds like Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump, I know. Jai-Dai.
Run,
it's cute as hell.
Run.
He said he's going on a 300-mile trip next week, and he downloaded like 4 of our shows so he can listen to them all.
Just
the
4?
Well, yeah, the 4 that he hasn't heard because he's been busy, so he hasn't listened to like the past recent 3.
Has he listened to all the old shows though?
I think so. Yeah, I'll ask him. I don't know. He's cool though and cute, and he puts on some never mind, some bleep bleeps.
I'm sure he does.
Yeah, he's hot.
That's why I lock you in the fucking closet.
With Finbar? Yeah, with the dog.
So I wanted to say thank you to all the listeners that emailed me or messaged me and told me happy birthday. It made me feel good, actually.
And thanks in general. You guys are awesome. Everybody seems to like the show a whole lot, and it's really cool. So it's just like kind of a fun thing for us, and I'm really glad that Ricky brought me on board, and now we sound fucking awesome.
It's amazing
with these microphones. Yeah.
Also, I want to tell you, did you see where Amy emailed you and told you who Chris Collins was? Because you were like, that sounds like someone famous.
Yeah, but that wasn't who I was thinking of.
Yeah,
but I'm thinking of the singer of that band Saves the Day. His name is Chris Connolly. So
oh, okay.
It was like, yeah.
Well, you remember the other day when we were talking about the guy that was in Mariah Carey's video in Heartbreaker?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
His name is
Christopher.
His last. I just thought about it the other day.
Christophersons.
Right. No, his last name is O'Donnell. Jerry O'Donnell.
Jerry O'Donnell. I was like,
I
it's not Chris O'Donnell.
You.
Right. Well, yeah, but you
and you were like, no, that's not it.
You told me Chris O'Donnell, which is
no,
like
I said,
Robin.
It's not Chris O'Donnell. Okay. I bet I said, but his last name's O'Donnell. I think it's Jerry O'Donnell.
You're cute.
Whatever. Don't touch me. My nipples are sensitive.
Ooh.
So we also, okay, so Amy gave us feedback, and Bob from North Carolina said, happy birthday, even though I'm a day late. How does it feel to be an old man? Which was actually the number one question on my 30th birthday.
Right. What is with everybody in that? Old is not
I don't
30
know.
Or 40
I said,
anymore.
Well, I don't feel
old
any
is
different.
Like 70 now.
I said, I don't feel any different, so maybe I've been feeling 30 for like 10 years now.
Yeah.
I kind of feel old.
Oh yeah, and Mike, like Gaze, okay, he left us a voicemail that we don't even need to play, but he was like,
he said Herb was smart and junk.
I know. Well, no. He was like, I know you're a smart guy, and blah blah blah. Because we were talking about the you know how people like turn gay,
mm-hmm.
you know, like so called turn gay, and he like apologized, and I don't know. It was like, dude, whatever. I didn't even realize. Like, I didn't.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, dude, it's cool, man. And yeah, I mean, as a natural thing, people are born gay, but some straight people think they can be cool and play straight like their whole lives and then flip around
right.
and fuck over their family and turn gay. Yeah, it's annoying.
So.
Oh, yeah, quick side note. If anybody has ever seen The Chronicles of Riddick, it sucks. Don't see the movie if you haven't, but play the video game because it's like 10 times better than the movie, which is really weird because usually that doesn't happen.
Ow.
That's gonna
he
be
just
up,
fucking hit me with a wire.
That's going to be up your axe next
Are
time.
You fucking Mommy Dearest or what? Shit.
Oh my God. You're not just drop Mommy Dearest.
I love
my
her.
My mom used to hate
I
that movie.
I love her.
Really?
I watch. When I had cable, I watched that movie like twice every weekend.
On Lifetime?
No. The
AMC?
Classic Turner Network.
Oh,
Turner
right,
Classic
right.
Network.
Yeah, okay.
Also, we had a few comments on our website. My arm hurts. Don't touch me. Stop.
That's not all that's going to be hurting, Mr. Richard. Mm. Mm-hmm. Talk about the comments.
Enrique. How do you say his name?
Enrique!
He said, he left a comment and said, love it, love it, love it. Once again, my day at work went by quickly, and all thanks to the hard work you guys put on the show.
Or the hard work he did in the bathroom. Oh! Sorry, I just had to.
And then Gare Bear left me a happy belated birthday message on the website, and also left us an iTunes review. 5 stars.
It was funny. You were like, who the hell's that? I was like, yeah. And I looked up, I was like, Bear 411, Gare Bear. Uh-huh. Oh, this profile nothing. Doesn't exist. And then I was like, Bear WW, Gare Bear. Bam.
Boom, boom. There he was. Boom. There it was.
It was, it's a really easy way to find people. Just any of the Bear sites. Like, yep.
Yeah. I deleted my profile on Bear 411 because, you know, I'm dedicated and junk now. What about you, Herb?
I still got it, but honestly, the past like month, it's just been to spread foul monkeys.
Maybe you didn't
much.
Hear that.
Well, I'm really well. Yeah, but I told you I get rid of it when I move here. Oh, is that a yay?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't know. Kids screaming all sounds the same.
Yeah, but you have to go home for 2 months.
Yeah, I know. So I get to be a little tricky, and then I come back.
I don't want no trickster.
I'm just joking.
There's truth in jester.
In jest, you mean?
In jest. Whatever.
That was cute. Do the laugh.
That wasn't funny.
I thought it was funny. The audience thinks it's funny.
Jester is a word.
Yeah, but
it's the guy that does the jest. The funny stuff,
the
right?
He jests. It's his rest is
whatever. Don't try to be smarter than me. Remember my African studies paper?
Yeah.
94. I got one of the 2 A's that was in the class.
That is hot.
Took the test today. I think I bombed it.
I like a boy that knows about Africa.
I know about Africas.
And like black people.
Africas and black people.
And lions.
Lions and giraffes and rhinoceroses and
and Egyptians,
cola beans
and pyramids.
And I know about AIDS and that monkey started it.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that
some gay guy had sex with a monkey and spread
and
it over
put
the
it on a plane and spread it over the United States
like a slut face.
Slut face bitch, like some people I know.
Me too. I love how conveniently
we won't drop any Bear 411 names.
We don't need to. They already know. So I love how conveniently. I got all he when I was talking about what's his name, Corey, mm-hmm. Loser Corey. Yeah, I love how conveniently while I'm in Florida. Although for the past like year, I've been getting a text pretty much once a week from this guy, and I have not talked to him in like 8, 9, 10, 11 months.
Well, just because you have sex with him doesn't mean you have to talk to him.
Hush.
Oh
no. Whoops. No, never. Ew.
You're not 13 and you don't weigh.
And I don't weigh 400 pounds.
Pounds,
yeah.
He's probably like in love with the fact that there's like a severe case of childhood obesity here.
I guess.
But
anyway, I love how conveniently while I'm in Florida, I have not received a text. And that's because Loser Boy reads my live journal. He's not on my friends page, but him and my ex have this like really annoying. Yeah. Oh, that was a yay?
That's the fact that he's not contacting you.
No. But it's a boo because he and my ex have this like really annoying tendency to read.
Nosy.
Right. To read my MySpace and read my live journal. And it's not that I read theirs and know. It's that I just know based on their actions. Like, you know, he texts me consistently until I'm out of town and then I get nothing. And it's like, wow, I wonder what he read.
I have nothing. Nothing.
Nothing!
If I don't have you.
So,
you.
you. So, anyway, watch.
Are you annoyed?
Like, what?
I said, were you annoyed by that?
No, I'm getting tired.
You look tired.
So, I love how, like, watch. The day I get back into Phoenix, he'll
so you
me.
Don't want me anymore.
Hush.
Oh, I'm kind of upset now.
What?
Because, like, this is totally going off track, but, you know, yeah. Andrew Rodriguez?
Yeah.
He totally sent us a song to play on tonight. We'll put it at the end of the show.
Yeah, let's do that.
His new song is called Bear. Bear.
Yeah, it's about a... It's about his son that he doesn't really have. It's like a song to his unborn son in the future. Okay. It's pretty cool. I haven't heard it yet, but I'm looking
forward. It's pretty good.
Is it good?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. His shit is
Go to his MySpace page. You can get to his MySpace page by going to... He's on the Foul Monkeys MySpace page, so go there.
MySpace.com/AndresMiguel. AndresMiguel.
Or go to the Foul Monkeys MySpace page and just click on his picture.
Yeah. He has a banner, too. So, So yeah, are we out?
No.
We're not?
We got other stuff to talk about.
What are we talking about?
I'm ready for bed. Oh, I want to listen. I know you're ready for bed. That doesn't mean you're ready for sleeping.
Mm-hmm. Not till 6 in the morning.
Ooh.
There we go.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, we got to get faster at this.
Mm-hmm.
Just
edit it.
Just
get rid of that space, you know what I mean?
K-Dub 1980 left a positive review for us.
Who's that?
I don't know. K-Dub 1980, will you please email us and let us know who you are?
Because if you like us, then you must be cool.
Or he wants us.
Yeah, something like that.
I think a lot of people want us.
Mm. Mainly you.
Mm-mm.
You're the cute
You think there's more chasers that listen than bears?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Well, if we get all the guys that you talk to, it'd be a whole lot more bears and chubs listening to the show.
Yeah.
Mr. Herb is, he's well known around this place.
Oh, please.
You got all the boys on your hand. His face is red. You can't see it. He's embarrassed.
Not, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Shit. I need to work on my pigmentation. Where's that suntan lotion?
Right. Ooh, we're going to the beach this weekend.
Yes, Nipples. We are. And we're going to the Strawberry Festival. It's like a fair carnival thing. I'm excited.
Yeah, because Plant City, Florida is the home of America's strawberries. That's where most of them come from.
That's, I thought we were like the orange state. Well,
that's the whole state of Florida.
Oh, okay.
So the strawberry capital is Plant City.
Plant City.
Or we can get some strawberries.
Strawberries. For our churns.
So I want to remind everybody to email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com. Did we end it real fast? Whoops, sorry.
Yeah, are we out?
I like doing this in the same room.
Yeah, I like it too.
It's better.
I like doing you in the same room.
I like the fact that we're in the same room and we totally have no clothes on right now.
Clothes where?
That's
like
do that.
So 90s.
breaking news. That's this is your good. Naked Foul Monkeys podcast.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Ryan, let's get a picture of that. Oh. He's good at drawing new chubby boys. That's
you better.
Sure.
Yeah, I want
and, like,
a new chubby boy.
Shots and shit. It's fucking hot.
I want a new chubby. You know how he did the one with the Santa Claus with the cum coming out of his ass that said Merry Christmas?
Yeah, it was hot.
What if he had one that said Foul Monkeys?
Ooh.
That's hot.
Yeah, like spelled in cum. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd be gross.
We need that for album art. Mm-hmm. Ryan, if you listen to the show, make that square so we can use it for album art.
I got an idea for him.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'll tell you later.
Cool.
That'll be cool.
So...
I'll show you later. So we're out.
Give us a call at 206-984-FOUL.
Foul.
We really like the calls. We like the emails. We like you visiting our website.
We like the attention and we like the sex.
Oh.
I do.
Awkward.
Yeah, awkward. do you say email us?
Yep, email us at gmail. Whoops.
foulmonkeys@gmail.com. And go to our website, foulmonkeys.com. Hit us up. iTunes review.
Yes, iTunes review. Very important.
We will have bumper stickers out soon.
And we got mentioned on a really famous podcast today.
Talk about that.
The Daily Purge.
I've never heard of it, but apparently it's famous.
Well, I sent in a one ad from Craigslist because they do one ads, like really funny ones.
Right.
And there's a guy named Rob on there that reads them. So he picked mine out and pimped our podcast out on the show. So hopefully we get a whole lot more downloads.
Cool. We got to get on Bear Talk again. I want to be a guest on the show.
He also goes on the PNS Explosion. He has like 500 podcasts of just himself.
Damn.
He gets around the podcast world.
Or something.
I don't know about anything else. I don't know him like
that. I'll see him at Bear Watch 8.
I don't know him like that.
Oh, okay.
Yet. No, he has a boyfriend. So, I want, like, you know, the Little Fatty Cast is always bitching that people don't sign up for their Frapper map, but do I see the Little Fatty Cast on our Frapper map? No.
Boo.
Boo.
But we love you anyway.
Oh, yeah, we love them. You know, I had this big crush on Larry.
Larry the cable guy?
No, Larry from the Little Fatty Cast.
You got to show me him.
You should have heard the drunk call that I made to them.
Oh, I saw that on a computer, but I didn't hear it. Was it good?
Not the drunk call that I made to them.
Yeah, I don't know. There's some drunk.
You'll have to go back and listen to some of the shows.
Okay.
Okay, well, we're out of here. We got to go to bed and lay down.
And stuff.
It's all right, hot.
Bitches. Yeah, it is. Or is
and
it
the temperature is too.
Hi. All right, so everybody have a good night. Don't see Chronicles of Riddick. Don't go to Bennigan's, really, because it's all right, but it's not like it used to be. And
go to Andrew Rodriguez's page and listen to the song.
Go to New York and have sex with Ryan Roman, because he makes awesome drawings. And
only
stuff.
If you weigh over 260 pounds.
Exactly. And hit us up. We love you.
Bye.
Peace.
Bye.
I'm going to the store to get some things. Won't you go for a ride to town with me? You should put on your coat. It's getting cold out. If you jump in the car, I'll push you around. It's always nice to spend some time with you. For some ice cream, you know you can get anything. We'll stop by the park later this evening, so I can push you on the swing. It's always nice to spend some time.